Last Sunday on Pentecost, we celebrated the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church. And today we celebrate the revelation of God Himself and the mystery of the unity of God. The Catechism says, "The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian faith and life. It is the mystery of God in Himself." And while we may not understand the depths of this great mystery, only one God, but three distinct persons, we do pin our faith on it. Every time we make the sign of the cross, we invoke the Holy Trinity. Or every time we recite the Creed at Mass on Sundays, or as I will lead you in the renewal of your baptismal promises in a few moments, the Trinity is the basis of our life as Christian people. For God to let us know Him as He truly is a special gift. We all like gifts. We give gifts for weddings and graduations, for birthdays and anniversaries, especially at Christmas time. But there are three components to every gift. First of all, the gift itself. But secondly, the one who gives the gift. And third, the very act of giving. And I invite us to look at the Trinity in the same way. First, God the Father is the gift giver. Throughout Scripture, God is seen as the giver of all good gifts. We would have nothing, we would be nothing without Him. And it starts with creation. This beautiful world that we are a part of, despite its shortcomings, it is a beautiful time to live. When I walked out at 7 o'clock this morning to come up to church to get ready for the first Mass, I was overwhelmed by the absolutely gorgeous morning, which has turned into a beautiful afternoon. God gives life to all of creation. And as that wonderful story of creation in the book of Genesis tells us, God literally breathes His life into creation, into man and woman, the best of all that He has made. And He gives us the gifts of the earth and nature to master and to subdue, to enjoy and use for our benefit and our livelihood. But despite how good all of that is, ultimately He gives us the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. God the Son, Jesus Christ, is the very special gift of the Father's love. God sends Him to us on earth, wrapped in a human life. As that life is revealed, we see the graciousness of God poured out upon us. Love, compassion, forgiveness, and mercy are just some of those gifts that Jesus brings to us. He offers us redemption and the promise of everlasting life. And He ultimately gave His life for our salvation, as we are reminded when we look upon the crucifix. But as with any gift, there is the act of giving itself. When we receive a gift from a parent or a friend, it's not too hard to understand the love that lies behind it. Candy on Valentine's Day, money from your grandparents for your birthday, or maybe for confirmation. The gift speaks for the giver. But have you ever received a gift or a card from someone you weren't expecting? An expression of thanks for a favor done? Or an offering of support or sympathy? When that happens, we tend to say to ourselves, how thoughtful, how nice. The fact that someone cared enough to remember us is sometimes more important than what the gift is itself. Well, the Holy Spirit is the act of giving that God engages in. The best gift, of course, is Jesus, as I mentioned. But the fact that he cares enough about us is the Holy Spirit. It's kind of like saying, it's the thought that counts. God is always thinking about us. And that is his Spirit that resides within us. A theologian once said, the Trinity speaks of the Father so loving the world that to save it, he sends his Son, who gives his life for us, rises from the dead, ascends to heaven, and then sends his Spirit. The Spirit forms the image of the Son in us, so that as the Father looks at us, he sees in us his own Son. The gift of the Holy Spirit, which you are about to receive, will be a spiritual seal by which you will be conformed to Christ. You will be signed with his cross on your foreheads. And so you must go forth to always bear witness to his passion and resurrection in the world by the manner of your life. By living members of this church, therefore, and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, seek to serve all people like Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. The other day, someone sent me a special prayer to the Holy Spirit written by one of the newest saints in the Catholic Church, St. John Henry Newman. And it is so appropriate on this day that I want to pray it for you. Come, O Holy Spirit, come as holy fire and burn in us. Come as holy wind and cleanse us within. Come as holy light and lead us in the darkness. Come as holy truth and dispel our ignorance. Come as holy power and enable our weakness. Come as holy life and dwell in us. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us, until we are set free from the service of ourselves to be your servants to the world. Amen.